This is Mary Jane from PiratePods.com, and I'm outside the Casbah
with Little Boots.
On your website that you were looking for segues today. Yeah. Were you able to find any?
No, we all kind of slept in because we got really drunk last night, and then I think they were like too expensive and booked up, so we didn't manage it. We're a bit good.
Is there anything else you were looking forward to doing while you're in San Diego?
Just segues really, and maybe seeing the beach, but we haven't managed either. Yeah. We just went to Denny's and had some gross food. That's how bad it is today. It's a slow day.
All right, so if you wouldn't mind completing this sentence, Little Boots is ...
tired, hungover, and ready for a kick.
So what's your take on the representation of female pop stars on their image versus their music merits?
I don't know. I don't think it's really to do with the fact that you're female. I think image is really important. We live in such a visual age that you can't ignore it, and it's something that everybody, whether you're a band or a male or a female or a solo artist, you've really got to, you know, take into consideration, and it's an important thing.
Is there any sort of character that you like to create for yourself?
I'm not really. I just kind of try and reflect the music, and it's more like kind of a bigger extension of me, like a kind of amplified version of some of my characteristics, I guess.
Well, because you're in Southern California and talking about characters, if you were to make an appearance in a Disney movie, which one would it be?
Maybe Tinkerbell. I dressed up as Tinkerbell at a party recently, and it's pretty good. I'm really small and blonde, so it's quite a good vibe, and I like magic.
So your album Hands was recently released in the U.S., but it's been out in the U.K. for a while now. Mm-hmm. How do you keep your excitement levels up about the same material?
I guess because we're touring, you know, playing live is always fun, and we just like add to the set or change things up a bit, and you know, we're always like kind of playing with the songs and for the live show, so it still always just stays exciting and feels relevant still, you know.
Is there a particular single off the album that you're really excited about?
Well, I guess Remedies is out now in the States, and I'm excited to see how it does, and you know, if the radio play it or not, and everyone always seems to love it live, so it's a good vibe. No more points, I'm killing my emotions. I will not be frozen. Dancing is my remedy, remedy. I'll stop praying, cause I'm not playing. I'm not frozen. Dancing is my remedy, remedy. I'll move while you're watching me. Dance with the enemy. I've got a remedy. Move while you're watching me.
Speaking of remedy, one of the lines is dancing is my remedy. What sort of dancer are you?
Probably quite bad. I'm not particularly good. I don't know. I just have fun. That song's just about, you know, forgetting about everything and having fun, and I guess that kind of dancer.
Lately, hip-hop has been using a lot of, or tapping into the pop electronic field. Mm. Is there a particular hip-hop artist you would like to collaborate with, or would you like to get into that scene?
I don't know, I don't think I'm very, I don't know, I'm kind of really white and British, so I don't know how I go down in the hip-hop scene, but it would be fun, I guess. I don't know, I don't even know very many rappers, I'm not very good at that kind of music. My boyfriend tries to educate me, but I'm not very good at it. He makes me, like, hip-hop compilations, calls them Vic-hop, to try and educate me. Maybe Gucci Mane, because he's pretty hardcore.
I've just got three real quick silly questions that I always ask at the end.
Okay.
And the first is, do you have any slang terms that you overuse?
I say like all the time, every other word. I'm like this, like that. And then I like did this, and I like did that. Mm-hmm. It's not really slang, but it's really annoying. And I hear myself back, and I'm like, ah, shut up. Yeah. I just did it then and say, oh, I hear it.
It's all right, I do it too.
It makes you sound really blonde, though. And like, oh my God, and like, I did this. And like, it makes me sound really blonde, I hate it.
What's your drink of choice?
My pre-show drink is called a Rumble, which is rum and Red Bull, which is quite a nasty combination, but it gives you like a lot of energy for the show. But I don't know, I guess I'm a bit of a wine drinker. I like rosé wine.
And how do you feel about eyeliner?
Very strongly. I love it. Today is a bad day. Not got any on. But yeah, I'm obsessed. I love as much black eyeliner as possible.
Do you have any final words to say to anyone listening, your fans?
Just, you know, thanks for all the support, and I hope that you like the record and go and check it out and come to the shows. And I just can't seem to break free. You got me stuck.